Yeah, he will. Yeah, he will.
If you just trust him.
Just trust in him.
That's what the Bible says, trust in the Lord.
With all thy heart.
With all thy heart. And lean not
to your own understanding.
But to thy own understanding. But in all thy ways,
acknowledge
him.
Yeah.
And he will. Look what happened. Now, I ain't going to be long. I got to go. I got to get out of here. I'm closing. But Saul armed David with his armor and put him on. That's all. David said, I don't need all that foolishness out. No, I got the Lord with me. See, when you got the Lord with you, you ain't got to worry about no protection. The Lord will protect you. That's what he said in Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Drop down to verse 7 and say, 1,000 shall fall at their side, and 10,000 at their right hand, but it should not come nigh thee. That's the word. Look what happened. Drop down. I can't finish it all. And he took his staff in his hand. Look what it said. Oh, that goes to 39. David girded himself with the sword of armor. He saved the goat, for he had proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with you, for thou put them off of me. You know what? I ain't worried about all this armor and brass and helmet on and all this stuff. What am I going to do with that? Mm. When I got God with you.
Right. Right.
What you going to do with that when you got God with you?
Right.
I don't care what you're going through. When you got God with you.
That's all you need. All you need.
Hold on. Drop down. The 42, what we just read. And when Philistine looked about, Sister Mead, and saw David, he disdained him. You know what he does? That's what that word did. Go over there.
Yeah.
Cussed him up.
Huh? Yeah. Now you're in trouble now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Cussed up.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple broadcast on KAYT. On behalf of our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we would like to thank you for being one of our faithful listeners down through the years. As an announcement, we continue to serve Leesville and surrounding communities through our Feed the Hungry program, which takes place the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month, 11:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. During this event, perishable and non-perishable food items, along with a hot meal, are offered to individuals in need. This service is offered to the public, regardless of financial status, and volunteers are always welcome. In today's broadcast, you will hear music from Jeff the Horn Johnson and an inspiring message from Elder Levi Johnson, one of the associate elders at Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
finished. But when we come into the house of God, we're supposed to already be ready. We're supposed to be on ready, ready to praise him. Shouldn't nobody have to prime me? Nobody shouldn't have to pray, tell me I need to praise him. I shouldn't have nobody to have to pat me on the back because of what God has done. But I'm supposed to come here, try not to get excited sometimes. But there's something down on the inside of me that won't let me be still. And something down on the inside, it's like an amazing thing that happens down on the inside of God's Christians. And when you come here into the house, you ought to get a greater feeling every time. You ought to get a better experience. You ought to get a better hallelujah. You ought to get a better thank you, Jesus. You ought to get a better every time you come into the house of God. You're supposed to go higher and higher. Every time I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, I don't know about you, I get excited. I'm not where things that's not always going to be good all the time. And God allows his saints sometimes to go through rough times. God sometimes allows us to go through loss. God sometimes allows us to be able to learn how to endure sound doctrine. Sometimes God allows us to go through the pain. And he picks us up. If you want to be picked up, you come to the right place. If you want God to heal your body, you come to the right place. If you want to be delivered, if you want to be delivered of those unclean spirits, if you want to be delivered from all that you're going through, I'm here today to tell you that you came to the right place. Oh, my God. You come to the right place. This is the hospital. I don't have to go too far back. Way back years ago, the hospital was where when you need help, you go to the hospital and you tell the doctor, "Doctor, I need your help." God, when you come to his house, Dr. Jesus, tell God, "I need your help, God." Tell God that you need him. Tell him that I can't do nothing without you, Lord. Tell him when you come to this hospital, tell Jesus that I need your help. Sometimes we act like we don't never go through stuff. Sometimes we act like we don't have no ouch. Sometimes I just say ouch. I've been knocked down so many times, but I got on back up. Jesus, he lifted me up. Because people will knock you down. But you come to the right place. When you come to Jesus, he's a lift you up. He will pick you up off the ground. And here, it says in that 15th verse, and straightway the people, when they beheld him, they was greatly amazed, and running him and saluting him, and they asked the question. They asked Jesus, why did they want to argue with the word of God? You giving the word. You telling people what thus said the Lord. And here they told him, they told Jesus, they asking him what question. And they really, really like sometimes people argue with you because they don't believe what you're saying. But if you see it in the word and the word of God tell you, you ought to believe that the word is for your own. The word is for your own deliverance. The word is for your own healing. The word of God comes to make you whole. Yeah, I know. Sometimes the pain hurts. Sometimes you don't know which way to go. But God knows. You might not know why you had to go through. But God knows. The question was, why you want to argue? Why you want to question? Why you want to? Because you know that's the law. He give us something. We got to give what God give us. As children and Christians, as children of God, we got to give. And sometimes when you give it, the word, it cut like a two-handed sword. I don't know about you, but the word of God I read, before it cuts me, all at my house. And then sometimes it's not your house. He working on the house where you sleep in. God will start working at your house first. And then when he start working at your house, he go and then he start working on the spirit body. And he said, your body, for your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple. And when you get these two together, you got your house, you got your spiritual house. And then when you go home, you got your natural house. And God, he is still, he in charge of the spirit. God is in charge of the flesh. God, he is a doctor. He is a doctor. Wow. He is a doctor when you need him. And when you believe that he is still a healer, when you believe it's here, it said whatever he taking him, talking about the son, the deaf son, wherever he taking him, he hurt himself. He did all manner of evil against himself. It don't make no difference what he went through. It don't make no difference what he did. He was doing stuff to himself. And a lot of times people are hurting themselves, trying to do their own stuff instead of following what God told you to do. And sometimes you get error saying what God wants you to say. Sometimes you got error with all the things that come against you. And here He told them, Jesus answered and said unto them, he said, oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer to bring him unto me? And at that end, he told him, he said, they brought him unto him. And when they saw him, straight away, the spirit turned. And he fell on the ground and wallowed on the ground. And he said, he asked the father, how long ago since this came unto him? And he said, he was sick, he was like this since he was a child. Some of us have been going through since they was a child. Some of us don't never say it, don't like to tell that real testimony. The real testimony is that sometimes we have some childhood issues. And sometimes we had trouble as a child. Because everybody ain't had no good. Everybody ain't had a good childhood. But God, woo! You ain't had no good days all the time. At my house, I didn't have. Now, this is my testimony. I didn't have, but God, he turned around and said, now, if you just believe in me, and whatever that you ask of me, I'm going to give you the desire of your heart. If you just believe, he said, oftentimes that he had cast himself in the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, compassion us and help us. Now he was did all of that, kind of remind me of myself. When we lost, we go out there doing, we call it testimonies now, but we go out when we leave home. We go out when we leave our parents' house, and we go out and do, we leave out and do when we're young, when we're children, and we go out and we find out that home that you had was still good. The house that you had and the belief that you had. And the belief was that believing that God will keep you in spite of all you go through. He will keep you. In that 23rd verse, he said, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe all things possible to him that believe. And that means that whatever you're going through, whatever you believe, God, whether you believe in spiritual, I did a little reason. Now, some of those scriptures, he talks about the things. Now, you got the things, and then of this world, we got the monetary. We got the finest, the house. We got all But no, he said, all things, both spiritual, if you need it, spiritual things. And this verse kind of make you happy sometimes. When I think about, he covered in this lesson is that he will bless you if you believe in spiritual things. He not only will bless you, and you believe, he will not bless you. He will bless you in the spirit. He will bless you in the natural. God, in this verse, he's saying that the door of open, the door of success, the door of good health, healing, if you want your body healed, believe God and he will deliver. If you need money, God will. If you need a roof, a house, if you need a house, just believe God. If you want it, whether you want it in a spiritual sense, if you need to be delivered, well, some of those are evil ways. If you want to be delivered from those ugly ways, because when the next time you see a person, you see them in a different way. When you talk to a person, he's different all the way, because he believed that God made a change. He believed that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old man has passed away, and behold, all things have become new. When you put on that belief and trust in the Lord, you got a new start. You got a new time. Don't mind me. I just come to praise the Lord because I got a new belief. I got a new, how you doing? Well, hello, how you doing over there? Because I got a new choice. I got a new chance. I got a new time to worship God. I got a new time to praise God's name. I got a new chance. It says that when Jesus had saw him, the people was running together, and they had rebuked the fire spirit, saying unto him that he said, the dumb and the deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out. And then it entered no more. Jesus cast out the devil. He cast the devil. But that verse he said, now, in that 24th, he said, straight away, my father left the child, cried out, and he said in tears, he said, Lord, I believe. When you come to the house of God and you want some things to change, say, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe for my deliverance. I believe for my healing. I believe for your God. And he told them, he said, Lord, now you are, I believe in you now. But he said, Lord, help my unbelief. Oh my God. Sometimes you act like that it just, you just on fire all the time. Sometimes we act like we don't have no issues. But in this word right here, I had unbelief as well as belief. But then he had enough decency to ask, he said, Lord, here. Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief, God. And he had cast out the devil, and he, the spirit cried, and went unto him, saw, and came out of him. It said that he was one day, they thought he was dead, and Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. And he arose up. And it said that he come to the house. And his disciples had privately said, they said, why couldn't we do this? Why we can't do like Elder Taylor? Why we can't do like Elder Owens? Why we can't do like my big brothers, all of them, Elder? Why I can't cast them out? And he told them, these kind come out. Sometimes we got to fast. Sometime in the morning you got to get up and on your knee and cry. Ain't nothing wrong with a man crying out to the Lord when you need help. When you need some help, and sometimes early in the morning is when I get my help. Early in the morning is when God answers me. Sometimes we gotta learn with the hear the voice of God. I know people don't like to get up early in the morning to answer God's voice.